Okay, Teira'ar, Tetzava, page Pei Aleph, beginning of a Tetzava. The Pasuk said, V'ata Tetzava's B'nai Yisrael, you should command the, you Moshe Rabbeinu should command the Yidden. Yikhoi Lachan, they should take the oil to you, Michutz HaPereichet, outside of the Pereichet, Sesher Alo Eidus, which is where the Arin is, Yareich, Eise Arin, Arin, should set up the candles every day. So basically the Pasuk says, command the Yidden, they should bring the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu for Aaron to set up the menorah. The mitzvah is for Aaron to kindle to light the menorah. So lamitzar tziva Hashem yichoy lecha. The mashmish shiyivu Hashem and Moshe. Why did they have to bring the oil to Moshe if Aaron did it? They should say bring the oil to Aaron. What's like going to middleman over here? The gam. The pasuk Rishon Gaba v'yikhoi lecha Moshe. Ksiv lahadales ner tamid. Another question is, when it speaks about to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, lahadales ner tamid, to light a continuous flame. Now, continuous flame literally means 24-7. That's what continuous means. Yet, in the second pasuk, when it says about Aaron, setting up the menorah, it says, "May erev ad breiket levad," only more evening to morning, not during the day. So there seems to be a contradiction between the two psukim. One pasuk says continuous, which is 24/7. Another pasuk says only at night. Now, simply the mefarshim say tamid means every night, but obviously the Alter Rebbe is going deeper into this concept. Chayinian says, Aaron is the accompaniment of the queen, the source of Neshamas Yisrael, Kikol Yisrael. Meaning like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Shushvina the king, and Aaron is called the accompaniment of the queen, which is the sphere of Malchus, which is the source of all the Shamas Yisrael, come from the level of Malchus. The Aaron who shushvina lahem, and Aaron is their accompaniment. What does it mean, accompaniment? K'meri al derech Moshe. Chosen, where's shushvinin? We know shushvinin is by a wedding when they, you know, walk down the chosen and kala. Shushvinin means literally accompaniment. Shushvinin refers to by a chasana, when the parents or the whoever it is walk the chosin and the kala down, that's called shushvinin in halacha. So he says, al derech motzo chosin v'kala. Shetrichen shushvinin leichimohem. He says, they need accompaniment. And Alter Rebbe says, why? Interesting. Alter Rebbe explains, what's the reason for this custom? Why can't the chosin and kala just walk down themselves? He said, fishiev shalom leilech ba'atzmam. Machma sabusha. Because they're like embarrassed. The young couple walking down themselves. So tzrichem sa'ad l'tamchem. You need help to support them. That's really, the Rebbe mentioned this many times also.
The holding the chatam.
It depends who holds them. See, in Chabad the custom is the two fathers take the chosin, the two mothers take the kala.
Right.
Most people, the father and mother take each one. So then it depends who's holding him, for what reason. So it is in the unity of Neshamas in their source. So now the question is like, so what does it mean? Aaron is the accompaniment and Moshe is the accompaniment. Like, what does it mean for the Neshamas Yisrael? So he said, because the Neshamas don't have kayach by themselves to go. They need Aaron and Moshe's help. That's what it means. And them kayach mitzad atzman. Only through Aaron, Shushvin and the Lahain, which is the accompaniment of the Yidden. In other words, just like the Shushvinin is to support the Chosin and Kala, Aaron is to support the Neshamas Yisrael. He says, "Zel kame inyan Shushvin al derech Moshe." She'ein ze ele b'shas Chosin. When do you have the Shushvinin? At the time of the Chuppah, you have the Shushvinin. You don't need shushvinin anymore after the chuppah. They don't have shushvinin after the chuppah. I mean, they have a mother-in-law, but not. That's only one. Kine shushvinin shaladin. When is the shushvin of Adin? It is the level of b'yichinus yem chasanusay b'yem simchas libay. When is the chasana between the Eden and Hashem? That's at the time of Matan Torah. V'usimcha shom ma'ilam is galman shamas Yisrael. And that's the simcha from above. In the shamas samech libam ba'Hashem. Hashem b'teirosim v'avidosim. When Hashem is coming down by Har Sinai to reveal Torah to make him happy, v'avidosim tzorach li'simcha. K'meisha kozun tachas ha'sheli avadet b'simcha. That all the curses come out on the Yidden. The Pasuk says in the Teichacha. Doesn't say because they didn't keep mitzvahs. It's because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. So in other words, like this. On the day of Matan Torah, Hashem came down to the Yidden. Now, which means that day of Matan Torah, which is daily, by the way, has to be in a level of simcha. So Adin Akain, which is the Shushvinim, the support person of the Kala of the Yidden, so they need Aaron to help him with the Simcha. Okay? So he says like this. What help? He says basically, just like the Shushvinin, the accompaniment of the Chasin and Kala, is to support them. Aaron's accompaniment of the Yidden, that he's called Shushvinin, the Maturin Nusa, is to help the Yidden. What is their help? That they should have the level of Simcha. Push it to have Simcha. And he says, well, Inyan, what is the Inyan? What's he explaining? So Inyan is like this. Hine Simcha Zu, this Simcha of Matan Torah. This Simcha of Adon Kohen helping is Machmas Ad Ein Sof. Baruch Hu Makar HaChaim, because the infinite level of Hashem, the source of all life, Makar HaTeinugim, the source of all pleasures, Hamalubish b'mitzvahs, that comes into mitzvahs. In other words, what's the simcha of mitzvahs that this super infinite great level of Elokus, basically in simple English, the essence of Hashem, comes in to the physical mitzvah that a simple Jew does, a simple mitzvah connects him to the essence of Hashem. And that's the simcha. But he uses the expression that Hashem is the source of all pleasures. Meaning like this. Everything in the world comes from Hashem. That's a given. Wisdom in the world comes in the wisdom of Hashem. It's understood, which is Torah, by the way. The source of all pleasures in the world, physical pleasures, forbidden pleasures, permissible, whatever it may be, any pleasure, obviously comes from the level of pleasure of Hashem. The difference is the pleasure of Hashem in Kedusha is the way he comes into Torah mitzvahs, the way the Tainug that Hashem gets by Yidden doing Torah mitzvahs. From there comes down, even into the level of evil. Okay, calls it like we say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvaysev. Now simply, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvaysev means which he commanded us with his, sanctified us with his mitzvahs. But Asher comes from the word Asher, the name, the Shevet Asher. Asher Loshen Tainu Gadol, Kishruni Banis, Rashi says, Asher means pleasure. So what does it mean, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav? Not only that he sanctified us with his mitzvahs, it's a level of Tainug that he sanctified us with his mitzvahs. Asher Kiddushanu, it's a level of Tainug, Ad Lahalo, to the extent of praise, Kamei Ba'ashri Kishruni Banis, which is the Loshen Simcha, the Hillel and praise, our life to have an abundance of good. So in other words, what do we say, Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvaysav? What is the bracha? That the fact that Hashem gave us the ability to connect to the not only infinite level of Hashem, but the essence of Hashem, that is a tremendous joy. It should be a tremendous joy. And it should be something worth praising.
If you reach it.
Every time you do a mitzvah, you reach it. Not rigid. Every time you do a mitzvah, you reach it. Whether we like it or not.
Rabbi,
what?
We say that everything in the world has a source of positive.
Kedusha.
Kedusha.
Of course.
And it is up to us if you turn into the right and the left.
Correct.
Is that true?
100%. You got it. Toyota. You got it. No. How is this Ata coming into Havaya, Elokeinu, into Melech HaOlam, because of the Tainug Hashem has by commanding us to do the mitzvah? That's exactly what the bracha is saying. Why are we Mamsha Baruch bringing down the level of Ata, which is even higher than Havaya, which is even higher than Elokeinu? And it comes into Melech HaOlam, into the physical Gashmistical world, is because it's Hashem's Tainug to come down through mitzvahs. That's exactly what it means. So, in other words, like we said many times, the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimil, in Kuntres, in the Mandas, he says there are many different levels of pleasure. Okay? There's the pleasure of eating and sleeping. There's the pleasure of music. There's the pleasure of people like doing chesed. People that like to do chesed, enjoy doing chesed. Then you have, believe it or not, people that enjoy seichel. These are all different levels of tainug, yeah? The ultimate one...
What is the intimacy?
Well, Hakka Chayim. That's part of eating and sleeping. Eating
that.
And sleeping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Eating and sleeping.
Okay, shh. Anyway, and then you have the ultimate pleasure of tainug and elukus. Now, the lowest, obviously, eating and sleep, which animals do. More refined is music. I left out music. After eating and sleeping is music. Then mides, then seichel, then tainug aluki. Now, you can't compare a human being in a level of a human being, in the refinement of a human being. They're all pleasures. If a human being has a pleasure of eating and sleeping only, versus an intellectual that has pleasure out of it, can you compare the refinement of the individuals? You can't. This guy's a behemoth, and this guy's a human being. Correct? So now, will somebody say, no, I only like eating and sleeping, I don't want to go anything more? The guy's, if that's the case, he's a behemoth. Actually, because that's the pleasure behemoth has. Right? So a person... stop. A person has to be more refined. The ultimate refinement is when a person has tainug and alukus. Now, explain that to a guy that fresses and puffs and that's it, and he's only interested in that. But that doesn't make him a better person because he thinks this is the ultimate goal. If you look at the total picture of humanity, even, forget Yiddish, forget godliness for a minute. Pushit in, you know, a scientist, the great scientist that discovered a lot of medical things, they were not into Gashmias. I mean, you read about it, you hear about it. These guys didn't eat, they didn't sleep, they slept on the floor. That wasn't their enjoyment. He says the tainug, that of a lokus, that a person should be happy and praiseworthy, praising Hashem that thank God he gave us the ability to do these mitzvahs and connect to his essence, that's real pleasure. A guy will say, eating and sleeping is better. Yeah, if you're a behemoth, eating and sleeping is better.
But eating and sleeping, you touch it. It's there. You're eating, you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's why the Gemara says, a chacham reyes haneilat, a chacham sees the future, not the tangible now, because a guy that likes a certain food, but it makes him sick for a week afterwards, so he'll eat it. So an idiot will eat it now for 10 minutes, he'll have enjoyment, and then he'll suffer for a week. Why would an idiot do that? Because he only knows the now, he only knows the tangible. Right now, the food is good. The illness is not tangible yet.
You're all guilty of that.
Speak for yourself. It's only tangible. That's a shaita. A chacham doesn't look at the tangible. He sees the outcome of the now, rather than the tangible. That's even what the Gemara says. Chacham Arisana doesn't mean Torah Chacham. It means Pashut, a wise person. Doesn't look at the tangible necessarily. The tangible might look good now, but it's going to make you sick. Correct? So he looks at the non-tangible because he sees what the... he looks at the whole picture. A Chacham sees the whole picture. Why are tzaddikim called Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the community? Because they see the whole total picture of the now, the past, present, and future. So they see it. A regular person doesn't see it. That's why they're not called Einei Ha'eda. We are called the regel, Sheish Meir's Elef Ragli. We are called the feet, because we have no seichel. We don't understand. So he says, ultimately, if a person understands, you invest money now, and eventually, or I'll give you the mashal the Gemara gives. But Chenia Magal, you know, came and saw a guy planting a carob tree. Yeah, so he said to him, why are you planting a carob tree? It takes 70 years to make. He says, you see these trees here, these carob trees? You know why we have them today? Because my parents and grandparents planted them for us. So I'm planting it for the next generation. Yeah? Now, he was a smart guy because he looked at the future. And he understood from the past that the future is, the present is based on the past. Yeah? The Chenia Magal fell asleep for 70 years, the whole story in the Gemara Tainis. Yeah? With the goyim used for Rip Van Winkle. It's the story of Chenia Magal in the Gemara. Okay. So what's the Vartz? The Vart is now, like, you're a fool. Why are you working now for nothing? The answer is, it's not for nothing. It's for, you're not going to see it for who knows how many years. But that's a normal, intelligent person. A person does Torah mitzvahs. They might not see it now. But like we said, it's Munach B'Kufse. It's in a trust fund. You know that you're going to get it. Mashiach comes, we're all going to get it. So that's the difference between, and that's why he says, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvaysav, that it's Lashon Ashri, the lesson of enjoyment and pleasure, and therefore also to praise Hashem, thanking Hashem that He gave us the mitzvah, because that's the etzim tainuk.
When you say when you do mitzvah,
you
bring God down.
Right.
Can you quantify it? Because if I bring God down, so there's nothing left for me to come down with a single thing. Or if some part of God comes down.
If I light a candle from another candle, the first candle diminishes?
No, but you say you bring him down, period. That's what you said. So what's left there?
Let me ask you a question. If somebody has one child, yes. Do they love him with all their heart?
Of course.
Okay. Now they have two kids. Now it's only 50-50? Yeah? How many kids do you have? So each kid only has a third of your love?
If I dedicate all my love...
I didn't say time. I said love.
How much do you love
each kid only has a third of your love? You only love each kid a third?
There is that much emotion you have.
So in other words, when you have the second kid, you love the first kid less.
That's happened.
Whoa.
That's exactly happened.
Patient.
You know, when I have my...
Thank God you only have three kids.
Rabbi... When I had my third daughter, I did not go to a crib for a long time because I did not my love. I did not want my love for my second child to diminish, and it happened eventually. It is.
You know,
that much love. Okay.
Yeah. One time, the Torah, lo b'shuftin askin, and Torah al reif tadabin, and that's it.
You love coffee also.
If you only love one at a time.
The feeling is the spiritual thing.
It's not like coffee, you spill it, it leaves the cup. The feeling only grows.
The more you work it, the more it grows.
You know,
it's planting.